Ladies and gentlemen, WRC Radio in cooperation with Johnson & Swanson, the world's greatest manufacturer of first aid kits, brings you another visit with Mr. Fixit. Clearing his throat, radio original do-it-yourself-er.
Today,
as we join Mr. Fixit, we find him here in his basement workshop, and apparently he's got something up his sleeve there.
Yeah, my arm.
Hello there. Ahoy there.
Oy vey there, Willard Scott. And
your arm just fell out of the sleeve there.
Hi, folks.
I knew you were a tin horn.
Good to be back with you again here.
Mr. Fixit, of course, you know what happens Sunday morning. The old Easter Bunny will be hopping around town. So.
Yeah, I hope he hides me a nice basket. I always look forward to that.
I suppose you have something with
that. That and Santa Claus. If it weren't for that, I don't know what I'd do.
Life would be pretty...
I'd keep going.
We understand you have something in the Easter motif today.
Well, a lot of people will be dying Easter eggs over the weekend, and I thought I have a revolutionary way to make it a lot easier. Instead of boiling all this jazz and then dipping the eggs in there, there's my little chicken.
Wait a minute. What are we doing with the live chicken?
Clarence the chicken. Come here, Clarence. There you go. Now, what I'm going to do here, I've developed the new formula that I will feed Clarence.
Chicken is smoking.
Make...
Isn't that a little unusual?
Huh?
Chicken is smoking.
Oh, I don't understand that. But Clarence will... Clarence will lay...
chicken is singing a
colored
commercial.
Eggs.
Huh?
I say, by the time I get through with this formula, Clarence will be laying colored eggs.
By the time we get through with this formula, I think we would have laid an egg here.
I think we're well on the way now.
It looks like an omelet. Tell me something. How can you... Wait a minute. Did I hear you say that the chicken will lay colored eggs?
Exactly. This is a secret formula I'm not at liberty to divulge right now.
You mix something with the chicken feed or what?
Mix something with the chicken feed. Stop singing those commercials, Clarence. You're not getting paid for it.
Chicken is smoking a cigarette. I don't believe it.
Well, he's too young for that sort of thing anyway. Mm-hmm. All right? Actually, it's a she. I don't know why I named her Clarence, but that was just one of those things, you know.
Maybe that's why she's smoking.
Maybe. Okay. Now, you ready for the big experiment?
All right, let's go.
All right, here, Clarence, just drink this now, will
you? All right.
Drink it right down there. In just a minute, she'll sit on the nest and lay a colored egg. And I'm sure you're going to find this is going to make Easter egg dyeing a lot simpler and easier. Here it comes. Hey, it's a beaut. Look at that.
Hey, that's a beautiful
a
red
egg.
Oh, I see that our prism is split here. Oh, I see. It's a two-colored egg. It's green on one side.
And red on the other.
Isn't
there
that something?
Isn't that try another one there, Clarence. Come on. Easy, girl. Easy. Oh, hey. That was another one.
Chartreuse. You
yes.
really blew out a fuse on that
How
one.
How about that?
That's very...
This is going to simplify. This is going to revolutionize the whole Easter egg industry. Believe me. Now that you... Clarence. How do you turn this chicken off? I think she just laid too many eggs. She got the hiccups and overdid it there.
She blew out her tube there, and she has completely... Speak, Clarence.
I got to go, folks. I got to get
out. I think it's the smoke that made her sick.
Got to go downtown and buy some Easter egg dye. I'll see you
later. I see that we've been visiting with radio's original do-it-yourselfer, Mr. Fix-It, brought to you by Johnson & Swanson, the world's foremost manufacturer of first aid kits. Be listening again next week when you'll hear Mr. Fix-It say...
I'm tired of cereal. Can I have eggs for breakfast? I mean, I'm tired of eggs. Can I have cereal for breakfast?
What? I don't get this.